Couple of injury things here, Dan. Ryan Bates in concussion protocol. Elijah Hicks rolled his ankle. We were told that Tevin Jenkins has a chance to, quote, probably or potentially get back in there next week. So that's a good thing. And I thought there was some interesting stuff here from Kevin Byard on Jaquan Brisker, because I was hearing some things yesterday that Jaquan Brisker really wanted to play, and they might have been considering clearing him to play, and then they decided not to, and in fact put him on injured reserve. So I don't know if somebody thought better, a family member perhaps, the coach, somebody who's really looking out for Jaquan Brisker, who is obviously anxious to play, but that was kind of floating around a little bit. Let's hear from Kevin Byard on his thoughts on Brisker. I'll also need a ruling at the end of this Byard cut on how I did recovering from a bad question that I started to ask. So I'm going to need you and Studs to tell me, did I recover okay or no? But I just thought that this is very interesting from Kevin Byard on Brisker, who, again, didn't play because of a concussion. Here it is.
Yeah, I mean, I've been talking to him pretty much every day. He's at the house, I'm on the phone, but see him in the locker room all the time. It's just a tough situation within, you know, obviously before he was hurt, he was playing lights out, and to go down with a concussion and to be out for so long, it's tough. I've never had a concussion since I've been in the league, or especially, you know, ones that he's had. So it's very hard. Like, I don't, you know, it's almost like I don't really know what he's going through. You know what I'm saying? Obviously talking to him and he telling me about his symptoms and things like that. It's just tough for him, because I know he wants to be out there helping the team. You know, when he was able to be in means, he was trying to be in means, trying to be helpful and things like that. So it's just a tough situation overall. Just really just kind of feel for him in this situation, because I know how much he wants to be out there to help the team.
I know, obviously, you don't have any say in the matter. It's a touchy subject, but do you think he plays again this year?
That ain't up to me. I don't know why you asked that if you knew I ain't had nothing to do with it. You know what I mean?
Totally fair.
Yeah, I don't.
I should put it as, from talking to him, does he sound like a guy who is determined to and thinks he's going to play again? How about that?
Well, I know he wanted to play this week. I mean, me talking to him in the locker room, like, he's always, I'm getting better. Try to be out here next week. Boom, boom. And, you know, I guess whatever the protocol stuff is, like, I don't know. I've never been in protocol, so I don't know. I just been explaining a little bit. It's like a step process. If you miss one step, you got to start all the way back over. But I know he's determined. He wants to play. Like, I talked to him before he put him on IR. I talked to Matthew, put him on IR. He's working to get back. That's all I know. He's working to get back for sure.
Dan, your reaction to all of it?
First and foremost, I believe he recovered very well from that question. I think KB's a good sport about those types of things.
Thank God it was him.
I appreciated that he laughed back as he was giving you a little grief there in the moment. You know, Ryan Poles had said on the pregame show before Sunday's game that one of the reasons that they are being cautious with Jaquan Brisker is because he's missed a lot of football here and hasn't really been able to do a lot to stay in football shape over the last month plus. And so that was part of their calculus in putting him on injured reserve. But it is a very sensitive, delicate matter. And everybody that has been trying to deal with it is you know, kind of walking that slippery slope of trying to figure out what's right and what makes the most sense. This is a decision that kind of takes it out of the player's hands at that point. You're on injured reserve, and that's a minimum of 4 weeks. And then you just got to weigh things where they will be when we get to December, right, to see where Jaquan Brisker's at that time. But I think you did a nice job recovering with that question. Look, like I told Caleb Williams in the postgame Sunday, you walk out of here a loser. And he said, not a loser. And I didn't have a chance to recover and correct myself in that moment. He was a loser of the football game, and I didn't intend to say, hey, you know, because your kicker missed a kick, you're now a loser, and you should be shunned.
The irony is I set up my preamble there. Sometimes we set up a preamble, like a little reporter trick is you try to get some of that stuff out of the way, because I didn't want him to just answer it by saying, ah, it's out of my hands, you know. Okay, so I answer, I understand it's out of your hands, I understand all of this, so give me a different answer. But it backfired on me just a little bit. But in the bigger picture of things, I'm glad they put Jaquan Brisker on injured reserve. I'm glad that they're being, if it is an abundance of caution, I'm glad that they're doing this for him, because he's a 20-something kid who is a really good football player who, if left to his own devices, is going to tell everybody he's fine and he's good to go and he's going to play.
Yeah, and man, it's a tough situation, and so hopefully everything works out long term in that regard.
Yeah, what else you got in the 2 minute drill here? What am I leaving out?
I got two quick things for you. The first one would be a trivia question, and I want you to pause and think about it when I ask this, because I want our audience at home to be able to play for about 10 or 12 seconds. But I asked this question in the media room today. You were not listening at the time. You were so focused that you didn't hear it. Who is the last Chicago Bears player to score a touchdown in a win over the Green Bay Packers?
Tariq Cohen.
That answer was given, and that answer is wrong.
Okay. 2018. I know it's 2018. I was there. I was on the sideline. I should know this kind. I know Jordan Howard scored, plunged up the middle for like a 15-yard touchdown run. Jordan Howard? God.
Studs, you got a guess on this? Are you listening enough to take a guess at this?
I actually saw your tweet about this, Dan, so I don't think it's fair.
Don't guess. Let me keep guessing. Okay. Anthony Miller. No, not Anthony Miller. I think I know. Was he the U tight end by any chance?
Trey Burton.
I did not know that he scored the last touchdown of that. I guess the most recent relative to this, but Trey Burton did score a touchdown in that game, as I recall.
Trey Burton. That's where we got to go back to for the last time that the Bears scored a touchdown and a win over the Packers. Trey Burton.
So that's unbelievable.
Have fun with that trivia question. My other thing comes right back to what we were talking about, and it's back and forth between media and the players. And so, look, like, we've been on a stretch here now where it's been four straight weeks of just heartbreaking losses. And every once in a while, you're like, I can't just bombard these guys with the negativity and the depression and the dejection that everyone's feeling right now. And so Braxton Jones came to the lectern on Monday, and we decided to butter him up with an early question about the block he had on DeAndre Swift's touchdown run. That's fair game. That's what you want to do in these situations. Get them loosened up, get them relaxed. Yeah. But we got to about the seventh or eighth question to Braxton Jones about that one block and that one touchdown run. And I was thinking, man, we're taking this a little bit too far. I said to Colleen Kane, my colleague at the Tribune, I said, we were right at that threshold where you were going to have to write like 3,000 words this week on that block that Braxton Jones had, just to justify all the questions that were asked inside the media room, just to lighten the mood a little bit. But we did follow up by, by the way, Braxton, what happened on that bull rush that Rashawn Gary hit you with? that led to the nine-yard sack of Caleb Williams. So Braxton was a good sport, but I think we did a good job and then overdid it a little bit there.
Here's why that's good, though, Dan. Here's why it's good. It's a make good, because usually when we're talking to offensive linemen, three quarters of the questions are about the quarterback, usually. No matter who the quarterback has been, whether it was Mitch or Justin or now Caleb, it's usually about the quarterback and everybody else around there. And usually offensive linemen are very happy to talk about other people. It was nice that there was one solitary, awesome, badass play that Braxton Jones made that we could all just pick apart and do our own little documentary on.
You see this, like, those are watching us on YouTube, you see this mural of snapshots from Bears history. We need to have like three of them of the Braxton Jones block up by the end of the week to commemorate it. And I'll say this, maybe for listen to this at the end of this week, we take our top 10 butter up questions of the week, and we just stack them together without answers, and we just show the media's attempt to not just live in the hole of what is it now? I don't know what we call it. Despondency, crestfallenness, whatever you want to label it, that's been existing here for more than a month.